Are you trying to tell me that you'll fight against me?
Oh, you will win that too. For if you fail to silence me, you know what I will do.
What will you do, physician?
I will go among the people and try to answer the questions that burden their hearts. The questions that I've asked myself all my life, wherever I've wandered in the world, and which were answered for me by a dying man. I will wear the clothes of a slave and kick the sandals from my feet, and speak to the wives as they fry their fish before their mud huts by the river, to the porters on the docks, to the smiths by their bellows, to the slaves under their yokes. And I will say,
your arms too short to box with God.
The other, my brother, yo, check this out. Early natives related to the thrones of David, captured by some patriots and thrown on slave ships. They strip us naked while the wise pick their favorite. Lives were wasted in the hands of the hated, driven from the garden. Now we starving in the modern Sodom. They call it Harlem. Worldly problems got us at the bottom. The earth crisis had the righteous grabbing ice picks, seeking psychics for advices. I stay in ciphers. Our life is connected to the second son of Isaac, which had a tight grip on the heels of his brother, revealed to his mother. The elder should serve the younger. Words heard in thunder. Now from under rose and flagged the glowing hunger. Now it's cold as summers. The soldier slumbers. Behold the number 600. 6 3/4. The same as he saw who ate his meat raw. In the time before, they climb aboard a dinosaur. Information held behind the doors. We came from the atmosphere. The physical trapped us here. Then they gave us crack and beer. In the back of the stairs. Please adapt your ears. Add or subtract the years. Inform the unwise and watch the sunrise from sunset. None slept. One flesh, one breath.
One step. One flesh, one breath. One step. One flesh, one breath. One step. One flesh, one breath. One step. One flesh, one breath. One step. One flesh, one breath. One step. One flesh, one breath. One step. One flesh, one breath. One step. One flesh, one breath.
Devil's marvel. They caught us playing with the gold marbles. We wrote novels. Now we live life in the bottle. Before the devil sold me to the unholy, he called my father Toby. I live life amongst the lowly, 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 lowly. The president just ordered the navy to hit the borders of Haiti. Slaughter babies from the waters of Euphrates. Maybe they sent germs that polluted our sperm and made us live from circumcised in the serpent eyes. And told us certain lies, and each day a serpent dies. But in the halls of Pharaoh, the walls are narrow. And religion is like a prison for the seekers of wisdom. Now freedom, let's feed them. Feed them. They took the first book of Jacob to Jamaica. Promised us 40 acres and a mule. Treated like an animal, understanding Jew. Brought to the 50 states. Deuteronomy 28, verse 68. It all relates. 1555 is when we first arrived. We tell jokes with some get high and watch the fish fry.
One step, one flesh, one breath. One step, one flesh, one breath. One step. One flesh, one breath, 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 one step. One flesh, one breath.
Her teacher and the school administrator tell her to get out. The school officer identified as Ben Fields is called in. quickly said, quote, you're either going to come.
Damn.
You.
He drugged that little nigga, Mike. Son. Like, whoa. Yeah, let's discuss this, Don. God damn.
We've got to get to the bottom of what happened in this particular issue. So, as I said, your son attends the school. Does your son know what happened? Does anyone know about...
All right. Look, man. Who gives a fuck? Seriously, man. I'm sorry, man. That shit was funny. I don't give two fucks, man. That motherfucker officer, man, he God damn, he slung that bitch clean across the room. Oh my God, man. Hey, look, whether this motherfucker right or wrong, you know, whatever the fuck happened or transpired, it's irrelevant to me. I don't really give shit, man. Because once again, I understand this shit is on the news. Goddamn piss you niggas off. That's all it is. So go ahead, nigga. Have at it. Be pissed off. Be angry. Be mad. Over some shit that don't really mean nothing, man. I mean, fuck. As far as I know, she wasn't even hurt. Goddamn, boy. He did sling that bitch clean across the room. Man, she must have been talking slick, man. She must have been talking cash shit to that motherfucker, boy. He said, I've had enough, bitch. Hey, man, I'm not saying it's justified. I'm just saying I've been there. I've been there, man. You feel me? Jesus Christ. Boy, he threw her ass like she weighed 2 motherfucking pounds. Y'all don't know, that was a... You know, I'm doing some current event shit right now. I'm just fucking around. On YouTube, I'm looking at current shit on YouTube. I'm looking at shit that make niggas angry, that make niggas mad and shit. And that was about this black girl that was in school. She refused to leave the class. And a suspected white supremacist. I don't know if he was a cop or a security guard. I don't know what the fuck he was, but that motherfucker, he been eating this spinach, man. Shit. Shit. Man. I gotta see that shit again. Hold on.
What took place just before this?
Let me see that shit again.
And a very disturbing situation here in Columbia, South Carolina, with this student. My son was very disturbed by.
God damn!
And we're
just
praying not only for the.
Oh, shit, man. Ooh, don't you tell me no. God damn it. You gonna leave this motherfucker. Alright, what's next, man? What's next that's funny? Let's look at Raven Simone. Right, y'all know about that shit, right? Raven Simone talking shit about ghetto names. Let's, what does this have for talking about? Let's see.
You know, a new study in the journal Evolution and Human Behavior says Americans make racist assumptions based on people's names. Now, this, of course, made us think about the viral video that listed the 60 most ghetto names, and here are their top 10.
My boy. United States of America, equal. Out of Honduras, King Kong Quisha, Fried Chicken Nisha, Collard Green Equal, Red Tankisha, Africa Nisha Equal, Hashida, Tanya and Boba Nashra and Equal Equal East.
Just to bring it back, can we take back racist and say discriminatory? Because I think that's a better word.
Yes, it is much better.
That's a better word. And I am very discriminatory against words like what they were saying in those names. I'm not about to hire you if your name is Watermelon Drea. This is not going to happen. I'm not going to hire you.
Okay, alright. Okay. Well, I don't really see what the big deal is. You know, of course, I'm an old fat trick, so old fat trick coon. And she said that she is not about to hire you if your name is Watermelon Nisha or whatever. I think I've heard some people basically talk about say they what's the argument? They say, well, the person that you know, has the name, it's not their fault, you know, so why would you discriminate against them if they have an alleged ghetto name, you know what I mean? And I think they totally missing the goddamn point, man. The name is indicative of culture. You know what I mean? It's kind of like if I'm looking for a person who's an astrophysicist and I'm going through the applications and I see a, let me see here, a good astrophysicist now. Oh, how about a Neil deGrasse Tyson? So say Neil deGrasse Tyson. That's an application. Okay. Then we have a Kim Kazushi Sakuraba. Okay, that's obviously some sort of Asian cat. And oh my God, we already know Asian cats is, you know, they the cat's pajamas, man. You know, when it comes to things of a scientific nature, okay, and then I come down to, let's say, here's an application from Daquan Washington. I don't know too many Daquans as astrophysicists. I'm not saying that you couldn't have a Daquan as an astrophysicist. I'm just saying, people who have those names tend not to be astrophysicists, man. You know, it's, like I said, it's indicative of culture. If you have a person who's raised in the hood, raised in the ghetto, and, you know, you have all these Quans and Quishas and Tays, you know what I mean? That's kind of like red flags to me. If anybody's got a Quan or a Keisha or a Tay in their name, I'm a little apprehensive. Keep in mind, I've been knee deep in the streets, man, for like, fuck, man, for actually going on 15 goddamn years, man. Not to mention I've been in the goddamn prison system, man, for like, hell, yeah, about 20 years, man. And it's something to be said for these names. I see a disturbing pattern with people with these names, and they're not necessarily what you would call upstanding citizens, man. So I would have to use my common sense on this one. I would really have to do that, because especially since it's my money, right? Maybe you'd have a different perspective if you were an entrepreneur, if you were a person that actually had a business and you were going through like 100 applications, man. You don't want to fucking waste your time, man, going through that job interview process with some ratchet ass motherfuckers, man. I'm going through ratchet shit right now. You know what I mean? And no doubt, man. Bet your bottom dollar to a bucket of shit, man. Some of them cats out there that was wilding out the other night was a Tay or a Quan. I shit you not, nigga. Bet you $100 there's a Tay or a Quan out there. You know what I'm saying? So when I'm hearing her talking about she ain't even going to waste her time with an individual with that kind of name, it's like I said, it's indicative of culture. If you meet someone with that name, that basically says that that mother, More likely not the father, because, you know, black men don't stick around too long. They were raised in a so-called, you know, an entitlement type system, an unappreciative type sick, I don't know what you would call it, man. It's just, you know, a crybaby victim, woe is me, not used to working, don't want to work, you know what I mean? It's never my fault type shit. I know. Coon train is coming. Fuck you, nigga. Is what it is. Shit. Experience is the best teacher. So on this one, I can't really clown it for that, man, because I know what the fuck I'd do. I would really seriously look at the applications that came through, and if your name is Quan, Tay, Keisha, I'm not saying that you can't be an upstanding citizen. I'm not saying that you aren't a decent human being and have a good work ethic. I'm just saying most of the people that's raised up in hood culture have those names. And hood culture is not necessarily what you would call the kind of culture you want to hire people from, because they ain't worth shit. No, sorry. I know. Not going to make me popular. But once again, I do have to go ahead and say, look, that's not necessarily... I'm not trying to make a blanket statement. You know what I mean? But I still don't know too many Quans that's astrophysicists. I don't know. I don't know any. Neil deGrasse Tyson. So I tell you what, if you are a parent or if you're someone who's expecting a child, please help your child out in life and try to at least fool the employer. You know what I mean? You know, if you are a person who's, you know, cranking out babies in the hood, try and fool the future employers of your children by giving them ninja names. You know what I mean? A ninja name is basically a name that's not indicative of hood culture, but it's something that's going to trick the employer. You know, just like my name, right? Some of y'all may know my last name, some of y'all may not, but I have a very benign, it can be white or black. Matter of fact, a lot of people who read my name automatically assume I'm white. Mm-hmm. And I've never had a problem getting a job. Never had a problem. I got a ninja name, man. I sneak through the cracks. You know, I can at least get to the interview. I mean, that's the trick. You want to get your child to the interview. So just give them a fighting chance. So the employer at least sees them, and they'll be able to, you know, make an assessment right then and there instead of just looking at the application and saying, oh, hell no. Mm-mm. Fuck Keisha. No. Because Keishas have a bad reputation, man. Keishas, Quans, and Tays. Bad reputations. Shit. LaDante. Shit. Let me see. What was that one? Daquan, Shaquita, shit, man, as many ghetto names as I know, and I can't think of not goddamn one, man. Man, I'm done pissing some of you niggas off of that segment. Let's see, let's tackle some more shit. This show is sponsored by Maceo Bonding and Surety. Take it away, Tony.
Maceo Bonding and Surety. We do surety bonds, including bail, performance contract, bid, fidelity, license and permit bonds, and bail. Maceo Bonding and Surety, because shit happens. We are licensed in Ohio and Michigan. You can find us on the web at www.maceogetsyouout.com. Again, we perform surety services across the board, not just bail. We perform also commercial, home, and auto insurance. We also perform surety bonds, like I said, contract, bid, performance, fidelity, estate, probate, license, and permit. If you want to get at us, go to the website, www.maceogetsyouout.com, and we will holler.
I like that, y'all. I like that. Yeah, like, I like that, y'all. I like that. I like that, y'all. I like that. is yelling out. It be me, the killer bee, on the MIC with the SS double double U with the BB. Going downtown, let me see if we all in together now. Make it move better now. Listen, I ain't sweating no competition. Low, going mad low like I'm fishing.
Another chapter from the Wu-Tang book. Take a look and repeat. Killer bees never sleep. Non-stop. Put you on the chopping block. Unorthodox. Attitude to melt the pot.
I'll do anything. I'm showing to you. Right here. I'm weak downtown with the weird. Kaboom. Guess who stepped in the room? The SS double double.
You ain't no pimp. You're a rest haven for hoes.